And let's go to Joe in Tracy, California. Are you there, Joe?
Yes, I am.
And how old a man are you?
46.
Okay.
It's actually for my wife, sir. She's got a spur that she wants removed.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Is your wife 46?
Yes, she is.
And how much does she weigh?
145.
Okay. And a bone spur, where is this, in her foot or something?
Yeah, it's in her heel.
Heel, yeah, so it's a heel spur. Good. Mm-hmm. Well, this is also known as an osteophyte. And what's going on here, so that you'll understand the process, is that she is routinely using her bone, breaking down her bones, in order to buffer her blood late in the day. See, you were engineered to be alkaline by design and acid by function. So in other words, as the day goes on, we're producing waste products. Now, if I have soft tissue calcium reserve in my soft tissue, I just extract a little of that and buffer the blood. That's what I was engineered to do. Okay? Now, what's happening to her is there is no soft tissue calcium reserve, so she's routinely breaking down the bone to buffer the blood. Well, everything's fine till about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. At 5, mm-hmm. At 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, the body goes, uh-oh, what am I going to do here? I've got this microcrystalline hydroxyapatite. I can't urinate it out. I can't excrete it fast enough. I can't put it back in the bone. Uh-oh, I'll put it in your eye. I'll put it in your foot. I'll put it in your heel. I'll put it in your spine. So what she needs to understand, Joe, is that by removing it, she solved nothing. It may not hurt her anymore, but it may come right back. But the next one may be her eye or her spine or somewhere else. Meanwhile, she's going to start shrinking, and at the tender age of 46, that is way too soon. So the first thing I'd be looking to is seeing that she has adequate sea salt, ideally pink salt, okay? And at her body size, at least a teaspoon a day, okay? The raw material from which, the chloride fraction is the raw material from which the body makes hydrochloric acid, okay? Stomach acid.
Okay.
Stomach acid is a key player in getting minerals, what pathetic little amount might be in the food, out of the food. Okay, that's step one. Next thing she's got to do is I would probably go on the HCL detox kit anyway, and the reason is it could help to decompose the calcium deposits.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's another possibility. So at her age and weight, we might try 4-HCL and 2-Activator and see how she does with that. If she does well, if it bothers her, then you may have to look for an interference field. Does she have any scars from the forehead to the pubic bone that you're aware of?
Yeah, she's got a couple.
Are they major scars?
We
don't need to. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They have the capacity to sedate the normal energy flow to stomach. And this might be one of the reasons she's having such early issues with her bones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the HCL... if this bothers her like the lady earlier, we know that the
HCL, sir?
Yeah, betaine hydrochloride, Harry Charlie Larry.
HCL, okay.
Yeah, and so she would maybe take 4-HCL at the end of meals, plus the teaspoon of salt, so hopefully we achieve an abundance of HCL, which may scavenge the calcium deposits, and she may be able to avoid a surgery, okay? But even if she does the surgery, she's got to do this anyway, otherwise she's going to get another one, okay?
Yeah. What about ripped tendons in the foot?
I don't think that I understood what you just said. Like an inflammation of the tendon?
An inflammation of the tendon?
What are you talking about? Tendonitis? So what are you talking about?
It starts with a P. I can't pronounce the word.
Okay. Well, you may want to, any kind of a process like this, you need to get a diagnosis from a medical doctor, and then...
Yeah, we did that. We went to the doctor, and he said that there's a bone spur, that they don't want to remove because it will come back, like you're saying.
Good, very good.
And they said that there's ripped tendons in the foot that's causing the pain, not the...
Okay. Well, I think that your main focus has to be getting her structure, function, chemistry working normally so that it'll just dissolve this bone spur. Okay? And that should take care of the tendon because the spur is probably irritating the tendon. All right?
Okay.
Good deal.
Okay, that makes sense.
And give me a buzz after about 2-3 weeks. If she has trouble taking the HCL, then you need to call the Ortoline, and they'll show her how to use Stomach Complex so she can take it. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.